This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
This week on Daily Exhortation, we're having three lessons looking at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, where Peter commands us to love the brotherhood. We're seeing how we can apply that scripture, and we noticed in our first lesson that we can love the brotherhood by praying for the brotherhood. But number two, we can love the brotherhood by preferring the brotherhood. That's right, preferring the church, preferring the brethren over the world. Notice what Paul writes in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, he says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." Notice there in the context of this verse, again, brotherly love is being brought out. And how is that done in this context? He states there, being kindly affectionate and in honor preferring one another. Well, when the church comes together, the church ought to do so not with the desire to flee as soon as one has the opportunity, but rather with the desire and with the mindset of how much he or she prefers the church, prefers his or her brethren. And in the midst of them, not going through the motions and interacting with them, but rather being kindly affectionate one to another. Affection, it requires action. One cannot be affectionate without taking action. And so it requires really the heart of one in order to be affectionate, in order to truly prefer one another. The church is to do so. And Paul indeed did so. We see in his letters, for example, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, he writes, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Notice, he wanted to be with them. To prefer one another is not to dread having to be around the brethren. Rather, it is longing for the opportunity to be around the brethren. If we want to love the brotherhood, we must view the brotherhood correctly. Not as a group of folks that are snooty and a group of folks that we don't really care to be around, but rather a group of folks that we long to be around, that we deeply desire to be around, being affectionate toward. How can we love the brotherhood? We can love the brotherhood by preferring the brotherhood.